The 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival features over 70 events during Pittsfield's second annual Contemporary Winter Arts Festival, February 14th through the 24th. Performers include dozens of artists, actors, musicians, writers, comedians, and more. One highlight of the festival is the Barrington Stage Company's 10 by 10 New Play Festival, which features 10 new 10-minute plays chosen from over 180 entries. Here now to tell us more about the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival and the New Play Festival contained within are Megan Wilden, Director of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and Laura Radebush, Director of Marketing at Barrington Stage Company. Laura and Megan, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Megan, let us begin with you as far as this festival goes and what it means for Pittsfield. So this is year two.
Yes. And we were thrilled. We started it last year because in the winter months, it's pretty quiet in the Berkshires. And we wanted to do something really fun for the year-round residents and also visitors that come for skiing and just people nearby and so forth. So we kind of, it was kind of, hey, kids, let's put on a festival last year. And we were thrilled with the results. We had over 40 events that were attended by 3,000 people. And the other great thing was over 100 new works of art were created. So it was a really great festival to engage playwrights, artists, singers, songwriters, poets, and at a time when people don't, you know, aren't overwhelmed with things to do. So it was a wonderful outpouring of creativity.
And we'll talk to Laura in a second of the Barrington Stage Company's participation in this, which is huge. But they are but one part of it. There are several other tentacles, if you will.
Absolutely. So we have over 75
10 by tentacles.
Excellent. And we started, by the way, at 10:10 this radio interview. We thought that was fun.
Oh, that's
too.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Very cute. Very nice. Yeah.
So we have everything from we have two nights of comedy with 10 comedians each. We have 10-minute performances. We have an improv troupe doing 10 unscripted improvised musicals. We have some great art shows with 10 different artists and so forth. We have a 10-minute smartphone film festival. We also this year have a lot more events for kids and families, which is great because it is the February vacation week for a lot of schools. So we have a music concert with students and faculty at Berkshire Music School. We have 10 different art projects that can be done, a different one each day at a local store called Bisque Bees and Beyond. That's an amazing creativity center. And the Berkshire Museum is hosting 10 days of unstructured play, which is kind of interesting because when we were kids, that's just what we did, right? Unstructured play with, you know, making forts out of the sofa and blankets and stuff. But they're setting up like giant, not giant sofas, but big boxes and things in the middle of the crane room at the Berkshire Museum. And so that kids can come in and just create and move things around and build, you know, forts and all kinds of good stuff. It's awesome. I asked them. I don't know if adults can do it or not, but I would love to do it.
Hey, look, this painting makes a great room for our fort.
I don't know if it goes that far.
Take it off the wall. Yeah. Laura, as I mentioned, is the Director of Marketing at Barrington Stage Company. And, you know, picking up on what Megan said, this is great because it gets you doing things in the wintertime, which may normally be a slow period for the company getting ready for the spring and summer. And
yeah, it's been a pretty exciting opportunity for us. You know, we're now running from May through October, which is a pretty lengthy season
for a
Berkshire theater company. But we really wanted to do something special in the wintertime. People were asking for it. And after the festival last year, it became apparent that it was something people were really looking for and wanted to do. And so this year, actually, what's exciting for Barrington Stage is that we've actually already added a third additional week beyond the 10 by 10 festival because we ran out of tickets last year. So
you sold out every single
performance. We sold out every single performance. And we've already sold over 300 tickets, which is, you know, miles ahead of where we were last year. So it's exciting to see people come out and support an event like this.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, that tells you a lot of things. One, what Megan was saying is that people are looking for things to do. And two, that they have trust in what you do, that they can go and have a good time for an evening and find some interest in cool new things.
Yeah. And, you know, something that kind of came about when we were talking about the festival this year is, you know, it has the opportunity, you know, if you don't like one thing, wait 10 minutes, something else starts. So, you know, it's a wonderful chance.
Like the weather.
This past 2 weeks, especially. So this year we have 10 new plays, only one returning playwright from last year, but with a brand new play for us, 7 actors, and the plays really run the gamut. There is a post-apocalyptic Christmas Eve. There's a puppet that makes an appearance, a really touching play post-Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. So really there's something for everyone. And for us, it's an opportunity to meet new playwrights, which is something Julie Boyd, our artistic director, is always looking to do. Our second stage is almost entirely new works or second productions. And this gives us an opportunity to see some new playwrights and maybe find someone who can then bring a full-length play to Barrington Stage in the summer.
That's fascinating. Can you tell in 10 minutes? I mean, can you tell like what's good like in the...
Well, you tell me. When you see a, you know, a preview for a movie or, you know, read a short story, does it leave you wanting more? Do you want to hear more of that person's voice or how they write, how the actors talk, you know, say their works?
You get a good sense.
I think you can, yeah.
Yeah. And for the audience watching that 10 minutes, it still has a beginning, a middle, and an end. There's still an
absolutely
arc to
it
that.
It is a full...
I guess I'm thinking of The Poor Writer, because that seems like an impossibility to me of pulling that off.
Well, but they chance to submit one or two each, the playwrights that we reach out to. So, you know, I think it's a challenging little thing to put a full story into 10 minutes. You know, some are more developed than others, but it's a great introduction to a new playwright for both us and the audience.
That's a wonderful, wonderful duality of that. But very much, I think, Megan, what is important to point out, very much a festival all the way around.
Absolutely.
A lot going on.
A lot going on. We were just looking at the first day, which is February 14th, and there's...
That's Valentine's Day for
and
those
it happens
of you
to be Valentine's Day, yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah, so we start out with the family, the art project and play day. Then we have an art opening for a new show called The Teen 10, which is 10 teenage artists from the Berkshires. And it's a show that was organized by students at Miss Hall School, also in high school, and they actually picked a whole bunch of artwork and then put them online, and people can vote for the pieces they like the best, and then those will be announced and they'll be given prizes at Pittsfield City Hall where the show will be. And then that's at 4 p.m. At 6 p.m. there's a dance party to kick off the festival, and it's also part of the 1 Billion Rising event that's happening globally about raising awareness to end violence against women. The Smartphone Film Festival, the first showing is that Thursday. It's the first preview night of the new play festival. There'll be a poet at Ebar, and there'll be a singer-songwriter at Mission Barn Tapas. So just on a Thursday night, you'll have 8 different things to consider going to.
And then throughout the 10 days will be a lot of things to do and mm-hmm. a lot to take part in. And you can find out more information by going to discoverpittsfield.com/10x10.
Right. 10x10.
10x10. You've obviously been very used to saying that. discoverpittsfield.com/10x10. And you can find it all there and plan your
absolutely
your 10 days. Were you surprised last year? I mean, I know you were in last year talking about it, and we were all excited and sort of, you know, it does seem a little bit of a no-brainer that, yeah, people need things to do, and so if you build it, they will come. What surprised you about the experience from the first year?
Well, we were thrilled by the turnout. We were thrilled by how many people came out. You know, because when you do something new, you never know. But we were very happy how much people enjoyed it. And also, for me, that to provide that platform in the winter for local and regional and beyond artists and playwrights and actors and stuff was really exciting.
And we were thrilled to see how many people outside of the Berkshires actually came to performances and attended the festival, you know, from Northampton, from Albany, Schenectady, really the whole region came out for this festival. So, you know, we hope we're providing something that's entertaining, that's interesting, that's exciting, that gives people something to do for actually it's 11 days we figured out. But
yes. It's a baker's 10.
Yes.
A baker's 10. don't confuse the people. We've done so much of getting the text.
Bonus event.
That's right.
Our little secret that it's 11
plus
days.
Plus more. If you act right now, we'll give you another day. So as far as your schedule at Barrington Stage goes, how does that work? Do you have something going every night, or how will it work?
So the festival opens February 14th. It's a Thursday. We run Thursday through Sunday both weeks. So it's 5 performances the first weekend, 5 performances the second weekend. And then there's a number of other events, performances, et cetera, at other venues, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in between.
And then you've added
And then
that
we out. Do one more week, Thursday through Sunday. Yep.
That's right.
And when we counted it up, there was over 75 either performances or art shows in those 10 Baker's 10 days.
What I find just to be staggering is when you think about, and this goes to what you were saying, Laura, about the playwrights, but also about arts, artists, poets, of what you have to draw from in the Berkshires as a whole, but certainly in the Pittsfield region. When we were there last summer at Barrington Stage with Dr. Ruth,
yes.
Which is, I just heard you're going to Connecticut, right? Which
yeah,
is exciting.
Yeah, Dr. Ruth all the way.
That's very, very cool.
Julie and everything.
But what I find really fascinating about all of that is just how much you have to draw from, of what incredible talent, what you have there already to draw and this gives you an opportunity to show off a little bit.
Absolutely. We have amazing, amazing creative talent in the Berkshires. The art show at the Liechtenstein Center is called Ten Spot, and we really draw from the whole county to bring together 10 of the most interesting contemporary artists. And this year they range from Jarvis Rockwell, who is very young at heart, but not, you know, he's Norman Rockwell's son. He's got awesome work, and Maggie Mailer. And we have artists from all different corners participating in that. And it turned out that's the first time we've really had a Berkshire artist show that drew from the whole county, because we kind of have our own sub-regions where people
sure.
interact and stuff and know each other. But to showcase the whole county and the, some of the terrific visual artists there was really exciting.
But you know, all roads lead to Pittsfield.
Well, we are the lively hub of the Berkshires.
To get from north to south, you got to go through Pittsfield.
Exactly.
At some point. Well, it's interesting you say that, because it made it surprisingly easy, if I should say that, to put this festival together when we started last year. You know, Julie had this idea with the combining art and the plays, and I talked to Megan and said, well, why don't we make this citywide? And all we did was send a few emails, make a few phone calls, and we had a room full of people who were excited to get going and put it
that's
together.
Great.
So
that's what a community is all about.
Yeah.
And this year we probably have double the number of partners.
At least.
Well. Yeah.
Well, you should be, the two of you should be incredibly proud, and should as should the entire region. It is a wonderful event. It is the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, and features like 75 events that are going on over 10. Days during the Pittsfield second annual Contemporary Winter Arts Festival, the 14th through the 24th. And you can find out more information about everything, including what's going on at Barrington Stage, everything, discoverpittsfield.com/10x10 and find out more. discoverpittsfield.com/10x10. Megan, Laura, I thank you so much for being with us. I wish you all the luck in the world, and just have a wonderful, wonderful time, and we'll pray for great weather.
Thanks, Joe.
See you at the
Terrific.
Festival.
Look forward to it. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.